All right, a lot of things to, you know, there's just so much to keep an eye on because there's so many moving parts in the world today, many of them threatening us, whether it's the open border or the economy, the wars in Ukraine, other things. And never lose sight of the biggest threat that we have, and that is, of course, China and the Chinese Communist Party. Anna Mao is here with the new federal state of China as they continue to position themselves to insert their will over the rest of the world, including the United States. Anna, good to have you back.
Thank you very much for having me. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. Look, in the headlines again, it seems that they're cleaning house again in Beijing. They're going through, and anybody who's suspect, well, if you're a spy, you get caught in China, the outcome's not particularly good, but they're out cleaning house again, aren't they?
That's what we are getting. So there's a lot of hot discussion that have been made on this topic, and it is about how one of them is the CCP have raided up 7 U.S. companies operating in Beijing, and what they claim as on suspicion of espionage in the past years, and arrested the employees, and some were even fined millions of dollars by the CCP authorities. So if any of our audience and also for any of us who remember what happened last year or any of the actions of the CCP, it is where China's Ministry of State Security last year have called on the citizens to join counter-espionage work. So right now, the newest currently we're talking about the states and the authorities, but they are actually also calling on the citizens to join in on this work. Which means shifting the locals to report against each other, to lay the local volunteer and the teams that are, you know, vigilance will to enforce the law and residents and encourage them to turn against one another. So, which, you know, since then, the authorities across the country have been laying and starting to lay off auxiliary police officers and also merge local police stations with what a view of what they said as outsourcing much of their daily work to right. neighborhoods officials and local militias. Yeah.
When I look at the television these days, if I'm just the average viewer, and I pretend that I am sometimes just to kind of figure out what's happening and consume social media or look at the networks and so forth, and I see this major increase in the number of single Chinese men that are coming across the southern border of the United States, and I think to myself, man, some of those folks have to be spies. Some of those folks have to be here to directly work against the United States. Some of those folks have to be working for the CCP. They have to be. Right, Anne? I mean, how could I be wrong about that? So when I look at what's happening in Beijing and I look at what's happening in the southern border, I think it's all tied together because I think they all work in concert together. And the target is America. The target is America, is it not?
The target is America and also for the countries in the West. So we don't know what is coming around from the border, like you have mentioned. It could be the spies. It could be. Inside China, inside communist China, the CCP are recently intensifying its crackdown on espionage. But here, right now in the United States, it's quite the opposite, we might say, in another way that is happening. Because inside China, you know, they are resulting in the elevated risks of doing businesses in communist China. And there are a drastic reduction in the foreign capital flow because that's what people have been seeing. So, you know, it was said as a numbers-wise, the foreign direct investment has hit a new low for the past 40 years. So now compared to what the CCP have to doing and now to what we have here in America or a lot of the Western countries, it is indeed quite the opposite. So from our newest sources and what we have here at NFSC, the new Federal State of China, it is said, actually, a lot of the Western countries have now realized that China, the CCP China, have lost hope under the CCP's regime. So the Europeans, American production lines and investments are gradually, they have been completely withdrawn from China and transfers to other countries and regions, and including like Vietnam, including like you have India, Indonesia, you have Malaysia, you know, you name it. As a country, so this is an example here. As a country with a former communist system, Vietnam has begun to discuss what they will do after the collapse of the CCP. So consider this and how, indeed, draw the conclusion and draw the comparison to what we have in America. I think it is very concerning for what we have here.
Yeah. Xi Jinping, he'll be there for life. That's pretty clear. His target is America and Western nations, as you pointed out, Anna. Xi Jinping will be there for life, and his belief is everything under heaven. Everything under heaven belongs to China. That is, I don't know how you say it in Mandarin, but that's the belief. And that, therefore, they're entitled to do as they please, and it doesn't matter. There's nobody that can stop them. That's what they believe. So that's why the military is getting larger and more aggressive. It's why China is backing Iran, who then backs terrorists, who then become proxy states that fight the United States in places like Gaza or the Middle East or wherever on the planet. What do we do to protect ourselves, Anna? What do we do here in America? What do we need to correct course? Because as their military gets larger, our military can't even meet recruiting needs here in the United States lately. So what do we do? I just feel like we're on a very dangerous setting.
Oh, it is a crucial time. It is a crucial time. You have pointed out a very important point. It is how to solve and how to protect our nations against the Chinese Communist Party. And one of the most important thing that we have realized and like we have shared here is pulling out the investments and decouple from the CCP, no more supporting the CCP's state media, state firms, or any of the that you can say aspects controlled by the CCP regime, because that is going to end up harming our nation, our resources, and our people. So that is what is happening right over here. And decouple, 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 and also protect ourselves. That is what matters. So yes, like we have said, the Chinese Communist Party is one of the biggest threats that we have right now in the US, and it relates to many of the aspects we have now seen as problems, as issues for this country. That's the system that we are talking about.
Anna Mo, greatly appreciate you being here as always, New Federal State of China. And tell the folks where they can follow the New Federal State of China on all the social media platforms, Anna.
Yes, that is it. So we have our NFSC Speak. We have it on Getter. We have it on Twitter, which is now called X. We also have our accounts on Rumble. You can find us all over the medias. Sometimes, you know, from every now and then, we do get canceled because of sharing the truth and exposing about the CCP.
It's a challenge.
But we never stop the fight, and we'll keep up.
Yeah,
it is a challenge.
It is
a challenge indeed. We'll never stop.
There you go. At NFSC Speaks, all your different social media platforms, no matter what you use. You can go find them and stay up on what's happening with China and how that's impacting us in America. Anna Mo, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. All right, still to come today, we're going to talk about pain relief in your life. We're going to talk about where we go from here and how do we save this country. I appreciate all the emails today, reading through some of them now, and maybe share a couple after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
What's CBD? Well, I can tell you this. CBD is not about getting high. It's about getting well. CBD comes from cannabis, but it's not marijuana and it doesn't get you buzzed. It is used to manage pain, calm people, level out anxiety, and help you sleep. It also works for pets, too. It's great. CBD is here to help. And the best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use promo code Gruber for 40% off.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org.